self-defense cannon, but also refers to the actual shooting. The city was to be surrounded by flak batteries that could deliver such heavy fire from the ground that Allied planes would not dare approach. Simultaneously, battalions of Luftwaffe fighter aircraft were stationed in the region. To crown it off, Hitler decided to build a series of giant concrete towers with powerful guns arrayed on top. The indestructible towers would be named Flak Towers and would bring the huge guns up over Berlin's rooftops. From here, the rapid-fire guns would have a decent line of sight and form an impenetrable wall of shell fragments and destructive pressure waves. In September 1940, Hitler issued the order to begin work on Berlin's three flak towers. The first, and most important tower, would be located close to the city centre, right next to Berlin Zoo. It soon acquired the name Zoobunkeren. A similar tower, in the Homboldthain district, would protect the north of the capital, while a third tower, in the Friedrichshain district, would block attacks from the east. Work was carried out around the clock. The construction task was huge. 120,000 tons of gravel, 35,000 tons of cement, and 9,500 tons of steel reinforcement were shipped to the site at Zoobunkeren alone. Paid labor worked from early morning to late evening, and then forced laborers and prisoners of war worked until dawn. In total, 3,250 men worked around the clock to raise the defenses as soon as possible. To maximize the strength of the concrete walls, the molding process could never stop as cracking between dry and wet concrete might have occurred. Even when the first frosts appeared in December, the day and night shifts carried on, with the building materials warmed up and heaters distributed around the site. The first flak tower was completed at the end of March 1941. The concrete giant stood 39 meters high and 70.5 meters wide, dwarfing the treetops in Berlin Zoo. In October the same year, the second tower was ready for use, while the third and final tower was completed in April 1942. Each tower's gun deck contained anti-aircraft guns, each weighing 27 tons. When the guns were fired, the recoil pressure was 25 tons, causing the tower to shake. A concrete ceiling 3.5 meters thick was required to prevent the vibrations damaging the rest of the tower, as well as protect against Allied bombs. Smaller cannons were placed on the balconies below the upper deck. Their primary responsibility